In December 1883, 34-year-old Emma Lazarus contributed a short poem to the campaign to build the base for a giant statue in New York Harbor. The daughter of a wealthy Jewish family from Manhattan, Lazarus reached across class lines to send a message to the thousands of new immigrants fleeing anti-Semitic violence in Russia. Emma Lazarus died of cancer at only 37 years old. 15 years later, her poem was affixed to the base of the statue. It is her everlasting epitaph.
Until we are all free, we are none of us free. Emma Lazarus.
In 1916, with tensions escalating between big industry and labor, President Woodrow Wilson made a bold nomination to the United States Supreme Court. He chose Jewish lawyer and Zionist leader Louis Brandeis, a legendary champion of social justice and workers' rights. In the decades since his death in 1941, the Supreme Court has adopted every one of his major dissents as the correct constitutional interpretation.
He makes me ever hopeful when I'm writing a dissenting opinion that someday it will be the law of the land.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a decade of fighting and hardship has left more than 5 million people dead. But for countless women and girls, a particular horror stalks them: rape and its legacy of shame. In Congo, sexual violence has become a weapon of war. Tens of thousands of women have been attacked and raped in their fields, in their homes, in front of their families. Congolese women tell Oxfam that they feel like they are the living dead, that their lives no longer have any value. Show them it's not true. They are not forgotten. Join a growing community of people who will not stand by any longer.